It's the Harry James Show, starring Peggy King. Jimmy Wallington bidding you welcome on behalf of the men and women of the United States Marine Corps. Harry James gets things underway with one of his most popular arrangements, Cherry. You and the boys in your band make up a winning team.
Hey, I kind of like that. A winning team.
Why, sure. And everybody admires the team and the player that plays a hard game. That's one of the many reasons behind the traditions enjoyed by the United States Marine Corps. Its outstanding reputation throughout the world. Whether it's a Marine landing force, a Marine jet squadron, or a Marine tank platoon, it can be counted on as a sure winner.
And Jimmy, the Marine Corps measures itself in deeds, in missions successfully accomplished. No wonder young men all over America are signing up for this triple threat combination.
And speaking of a triple threat man, here comes Buddy Rich. He's a whiz on the skins, that's the drums. He's a vocalist of the Top Order, and he's a real gone lady killer.
And he's going to sing a triple threat song, The Nearness of You.
It's not the pale moon that excites me, that thrills and delights me, oh no. It's just the nearness of you. It isn't yours. Conversation that brings this sensation. Oh no, it's just the nearness of you. When you're in my arms and I feel you so close to me, all my wildest dreams come true. I need no soft lights to enchant me. If you'd only grant me the right to hold you ever were so tight. And to feel in the night the nearness of you.
Our thanks to Buddy Rich for singing The Nearness of You. And a great big hello to a real charmer, Peggy King. Hi, Peg.
Hello, Harry. I sure did enjoy that tune, didn't you?
I sure did, Peg. Say, how would you like to get aboard one of these newfangled rocket ships and take a trip out of this world? Maybe to the moon.
Well, maybe not the moon. After all, I've seen the moon real close up.
You mean through a telescope?
Of course not. Haven't you ever been up to the top of Mulholland Drive?
Oh, up there. Where people can look down across the San Fernando Valley and see a million little lights twinkling merrily away.
Sure. The moon on high, the lights below.
And the car radio playing one of Peggy King's songs. Say, how about rounding out the picture for us right now, Peg?
Okay, for all you folks listening on your car radios up on Mulholland Drive, as well as the stay-at-homes, here's the last time I saw Paris.
The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. I heard the laughter of her heart in every street cafe. The last time I saw Paris, her trees were dressed for spring. And lovers walked beneath those trees, and birds found time to sing. I dodged the same old taxi cabs that I had dodged for years. The chorus of their squeaky horns was music to my ears. The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. No matter how they change her, I'll remember. I dodged the same old taxi cab that I had dodged for years. The chorus of their squeaky horns was music to my ears. The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. No matter how they change her, I'll remember that way.
Real nice, Peggy. I'm sure everybody enjoyed your rendition of The Last Time I Saw Paris. Now, before Harry James and his new jazz group give us another one of their great arrangements, I'd like to remind you young men to set your sights high. Join the thousands of young Americans who today are training to become the leaders of tomorrow. Join the United States Marine Corps. The rewards are great. Marines are respected throughout the world. So plan to see your Marine recruiter now.
And you'll discover he's friendly and cooperative, and he'll give you all the facts.
Well, Harry, we promised the folks a tune by your new jazz group right here. What's on tap for this happy occasion?
Well, there's a little tune called What Am I Here For that features Herb Lorden on clarinet. It's a great tune, and if you'll lend an ear, you'll see if you agree. ¶¶
listening to Harry James and his new jazz group with songs by Peggy King and Buddy Rich, sent your way with the best wishes of the United States Marine Corps. Harry and Peggy will be back this way again soon. Meantime, give a little thought to the United States Marines, a triple threat winning team inspired by real leadership. This is Jimmy Wallington with a parting reminder. See your Marine recruiter now. And remember, the United States Marine Corps builds men.